Today, Inauguration Day, marks the official beginning, the first day of the current term of the President of the United States. A good day for us to consider what we can do for the President, since his office brings with it such terrific responsibilities, such heavy burdens. For the sake of our nation, we will want to do what we can to help, especially since God himself so directs us. For in 1 Timothy chapter 2 we read, I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for all those in authority. Prayer on behalf of others is a primary activity in the Christian's life. It deserves first place on our daily schedule. It ought to be the first thing we turn to when we are concerned about others, when we remember those whom God places over us for our good and blessing. So, no matter what your personal or political view of our president or his policies, today is a day to pray for him. Just be sure your prayer will be heard. Go to God in Jesus' name. That is, trusting that you and your prayer are acceptable to the Father because of the life and death of his Son.